but it's going to be warm in here. Amen?
Amen.
Turn to Psalm 46, if you will. Stand with me as we read the first five verses. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Let's pray tonight. Dear Lord, I thank you. I thank you so much for taking care of us. I thank you so much, Lord, for looking out for us. Lord, I'm so sorry all the complaints that are thrown your way, all of the belly aching that's thrown your way, Lord, when you're always there. You take such great care of us, Lord. You're always there to provide our needs, Lord. Please continue to have mercy on us. Continue to have long suffering with us. Lord, meet with us tonight. Meet with us in a special way. I don't want it to be me preaching tonight. I want it to be you preaching through me. Lord, let me decrease to nothing and let you increase to everything tonight. Be with the folks. Bless them. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. There's a song entitled, There is a River. It's one of my favorite songs. And I'm going to be honest with you, you tend to, when you get older, especially in this world today, you tend to lean on things like that a lot more often. There should be something, a verse in the scripture, a song that you can lean on. There's got to be something in your life when the world starts to weigh in on you, when your shoulders start to become drooped, when your burden starts to become too heavy, there should be something that you can lean on. And I'm going to tell you right now, there is a river. There is a river that you can lean on tonight. There is a place that you can go. There is a person that you can offer your burdens to, that you can offer your cares to, that you can come and bring them. And this person not only will take them from you, this person has open arms and outstretched arms to you and says, no, I want you to bring your burdens. I want you to bring what you have. I want you to, because I want to take them on myself. There is a river. There is a river tonight that desperately desires us to bring our things to him. It's hard to serve with things. It's hard to look towards God with things. It's hard when you've got so many things in this world today that are pulling you in every single direction, that are taking away of your time. And I'm not necessarily talking about bad things. I'm talking about things that just wear at you and wear at you like a grinding wheel, tearing away at the sharp edge that you should have as a Christian. And it seems to make us all just a little bit duller every day. It seems to take away the happiness and the joy that we should have every day that comes from so great a salvation that some have earned from five rows back. It's amazing to me that we don't recall the past victories in our life and don't recall the past things that have happened in our life and are willing to have this world take away that joy that we have so much. I challenge you tonight, don't let that happen.
Yes, amen.
I challenge you tonight to let you know that there truly is a river tonight. When I read this verse, I think of that river. I think of the river that is Jesus Christ that, boy, I tell you, if you can envision a mountain stream, if you can envision walking through the desert, if you can envision walking through these hard times, these parched times in your life, and all of a sudden you stumble across a river, you stumble across relief. You stumble across a refuge. What a wonderful place to find. there's times in your lives. I know there's got to be times. When I got the phone call from Judy Furness, I was actually going over the notes for tonight. This is a lady that has her husband in hospice. And if you know anything about hospice, hospice isn't because he's in a rehab. This isn't a place that he's expected to get better. They call it comfort care. I'm glad for it. Yeah. I'm glad that they're going to take care of him like he deserves to be taken care of. Yeah. Please don't misread me. But around him, his family needs a river. Then she calls brokenhearted as if her heart wasn't broken enough. She calls me on the telephone and says, "Brother Dave, would you pray for me?" And of course, I thought that maybe Jimmy had passed. But then she tells me that her sister, who has been sick, her sister has passed. Her sister has gone to be with the Lord, but sometimes that doesn't ease all the burden down here, does it? Sometimes that doesn't take away all the pain and the grief. And by the way, grieving and mourning is a part of life. It's actually pretty healthy to do that, especially for somebody that cares about their family so much. And I've got to be honest with you, I don't know that I've ever met somebody nicer or kinder than Judy Furness. But in this verse 1 of Psalm 46, the Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Why? Because there is a river that you can go to. You say, "Brother Dave, my life is a shambles. My life is hard. I'm coming to a place where I've been in a desert. I'm coming to a place where the land is parched." And I've got to be honest with you folks, if you're in that place, I understand. But can I help you tonight? Can I give you just a little encouragement? There is a river. And in that river, there's four things. Oh, there's four things that I get from that river. First thing, you get a cool drink there. I want you to turn with me to Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah chapter 35. The Bible says, starting in verse 3, "Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes." Can I help you tonight, Christian? I know life is rough. I know life is hard. I know that your life is a parched ground right now, but understand this, there is a river where you can go and get yourself a cool drink tonight. There is a river that flows in the middle of this world, and you might think, "Well, Brother Dave, I'm so sick and tired of all the evil having the upper hand. I'm sick and tired of all those ones around us getting the victory." Understand this, friend. Their victory is short-lived, even if not at all, because I've got a river. I've got a river that I can go to, and that parched ground will spring up with grass, and I'll have a cool drink there. My friends, there is a river. There is a place where we can go. There is a place that we can go. I don't know if you've ever just sat by a river. Just sat there. Just sat there and listened to the water gurgle. Just sat there and realized that, man, I'm thirsty. And you know what? You walk in this world today for 20 minutes, you get thirsty. You walk in this world where now lewdness sells motor oil and lewdness sells all the other stuff that's on the TV. I don't think there's anything that isn't related to lewdness anymore. I don't think that there's anything that the kids can have for entertainment that doesn't drive them away from things that are of godliness. I've got to believe that there aren't very many things before that we just don't have to fight for. And we have to fight every step of the way, and we have to fight. And to be real honest with you, the fighters are starting to get tired, and their hands are starting to go down, and we're starting to drop our guard. But can I help you? There is a river. Yeah. You might say, well, Brother Dave, are we losing the battle? It's not ours to win. God's already won the battle. We've just got to stay in the fight. And by the way, every one of these children are worth fighting for. Every one of these lives out here are worth fighting for. Every soul that your pastor watches for is important. That's why I'm so thankful that there is a river. There is a place where man can go to get himself a cool drink, a parched ground that will someday become a wonderful pool of water. I cannot wait for the day that we get that cool drink. The second thing, not only is it a cool drink, it's a calming flow. If you look at Psalm 29:11, we're not going to take the time to turn there, but the Lord will bless His people with peace. In Psalm 37:11, the meek, then it goes on to say, shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The Bible says also, the end of the upright man is peace. Turn to John 14 very quickly. John 14. John 14, obviously verse 1 says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Verse 27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace give I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Christian, we live in a world today where we consume ourselves with the fear of what might be. You've won the battle. There is a river that's a calming flow, and that river is there. It's always there offering a cool drink, and it's always there with calmness. A Christian should walk in peace. We've already won. We worry ourselves running 100 miles an hour in every direction. Oh, my goodness, what's the president going to do next? Oh, my goodness, what's this going to happen? Oh, man, the world is going down. We've won. If the world goes down, have peace. If the world comes up, have peace. If things go sideways, have peace. If they go the other way, have peace. I've got news to you. There is a river, and that has a calming flow. Amen. I know that whenever I would sit next to it, water has an amazing effect. I don't know if you know this. It has an amazing effect. I love the ocean. And I'm not talking just because it's usually surrounded by palm trees and I'm on a beach. There's a calming effect to a wave coming in. There's a calming effect to the ripple of a stream. You know what's amazing is it takes you to a place of serenity and you didn't even realize you got there. I remember sitting on the beach in Florida and Hawaii. I remember waking up real early in the morning and going down there and sitting on the beach, the cares of the world all around. And you take it with you. I mean, you know, you like to go on vacation once in a while. And when you go, you like to try your dead level best to unplug. But that's kind of difficult sometimes. We all know that. And as preachers, it's amazing that you go somewhere and you think of your people while you're gone. Boy, you try not to, but it's just hard to do that. It's hard to unplug. But it's amazing sitting by the ocean and letting the water come in and hearing the sound. Just hearing the sound, and it's amazing that the Lord gives that such a calming flow. It's amazing that it's something that your heart just doesn't seem as troubled there. Can I help you tonight? There's a river, and that river desperately desires you to sit at His banks. Desperately desires you to just listen. When is the last time? Think about this for a minute. There's times when I pray that I'll just sit there. There's times when I'll just try my best to hear, and maybe there's nothing to listen to. Sit there and try to get close to the riverbank. Sit there and try to get close and maybe have God maybe tell me something to try to calm my heart. Try to calm my heart in the midst of a parched and dry land. Try to calm my heart when you sometimes have no answer. You ever ask God why he let something happen? You ever ask God why? Why am I going through this, Lord? I'm a Christian. I shouldn't live this battle. I do well. I tithe. I do everything I ought to do. Why am I living this battle? Why do the evil win and I lose? Why do the people that don't live right win and I lose? You're only losing in your eyes. Because there is a river. And there's a river that flows with peace, flows with calm. If we'll take a minute to sit at his banks, if we'll take a minute to just be still and know that I am God. Be still and realize that Jesus really does have your best interests at heart. Be still and know that this is not it. Do you know that? Let me explain something to you. What we are living in right now is not it. What we're living in this day and age is not all we're going to get to do. This is not all we're going to see. This is not all we're going to live with. You say, I'm tired of my life. Don't worry, there's a river. You say, I'm sick and tired of what's going on in this world. It can't get any worse. Don't worry, brother. It can. It will, but it's all right because this is not our final destination. If you're in here and you're saved tonight, there is a river. And there's going to be a day when that calming flow, oh, I can't wait. That calming flow is going to be visible. There is a river. There's a river that gives us a cool drink, a river that gives us a calming flow. That river also gives us a constant presence. He's always there. The Bible says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The Bible says, I am with you always. Let me explain something to you. There's times in my life, and I would imagine there's times in yours as well, that you just don't feel like God's here. You just don't feel like God is here. And there's times when I just wonder if God's waiting for you to come to that river. I'm just wondering if there's times that God is desperately wanting you to seek him out, desperately wanting you just take a breath for a moment. Have you ever taken a breath? Have you ever felt what it was like to take a breath and realize that the Lord is with you? He's walking with you. He's in your heart. He's better than the American Express card. We live in a time when it's crazy, and he's with you. No matter how crazy your life gets. Why does he let bad things happen to me? Because rain falls on the just and the unjust. Good times come to the good and the bad. Bad times come to the good and bad as well. But there is a river. And I'm going to be honest with you. I would much rather be on this side of the river where I know I've got a river than be on that side of the river that doesn't even know they have one. There is a river. There's a place that you can go. There's a place that you can go to get a cool drink in this parched and thirsty land. There's a place that you can go to help you calm, to help you realize that there is something greater than what we have. And there's also a place where you can have the constant presence of that river. There is a river. And the last one. Oh, I'm so excited about this one. You're happy we're on the last one, aren't you? Little river tonight, apparently. Turn to John chapter 8 with me. John chapter 8, verse 11. This lady is surrounded by men, bringing her in front of this Savior, saying she's committed adultery. Always the man bringing the lady, but they never brought the men that committed adultery with her. This lady in front of the Savior, thrust in front, the Lord asked her a question. When he had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned me? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Not only is it a cool drink, a calming flow, and a constant presence, at this river there's a cleansing current. At this river, there's a cleansing current. In this day and age, it's so easy to get caught up in other things. And as a Christian, it's so easy to beat yourself down. It's so easy. It's so easy to say to yourself, I ought not even be a Christian. Christian, you ought not have ever been a Christian. Don't let that stop you. We live our lives, and as good as good people are and as good as we look up to other people, understand this, we're all full of holes here tonight. Every single one of us has sin. Every single one of us has things in our lives that we ought to get rid of. Every single one of us. But glory to God, there's a river tonight. There's a river that you can go to and get yourself all cleaned up. There's a cleansing current that God has from you. And he says, is there any man that condemns you? You look around and all the men are gone. And he says, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. You say, well, Brother Dave, I stopped doing the things I ought to do and I started doing things that I ought not do. Well, you know what, Christian? Turn around, stop doing the things that you ought not do and start doing the things that you should do and go to that river and say, I'm sorry, Lord, and let him dip you into those currents. Let him dip you into that river and understand he's going to say to you, Christian, go and sin no more. You're not going to come to the river once. I understand once you're saved, you're always saved. I understand once you're saved, your sin is gone as far as the east is from the west. I understand that. Your sins and iniquities, you'll remember no more. I understand that. But we still, you ought to, I believe you should, walk with the burden every day of realizing who you are, realizing what you are, and that burden should be replaced, should be placed at the feet of the Lord. Come to the cleansing current of that river. Many people stop serving God. And they stop serving God not for the reasons that you'd think. Do you know sometimes people stop serving God just because they walk just one step away from Him? A lot of people stop serving God because they stop coming on a Wednesday night. And it's too hard for them to continue to come. A lot of them stop serving God because they had one little dilemma, one little hiccup in their Christian walk. If preachers and everyone else in this room would be honest with you, we hiccup all the time. But that doesn't stop you from having the ability to come to that river. God knows your frame. Yes, you should desire to be holy. Yes, you should strive to get all of those things out of your life. You should. You should strive to serve the one that died for you. He gave everything that he had for you. You should strive to serve him in every capacity that's possible. But when you do slip, there is a river. There is a river, and he looks at you from that river and says, please come. Won't you come? Won't you come to this river? Don't stop coming to the river just because you think you've arrived. Stop coming to the river just because you think you're too far gone. Don't stop coming to the river because you think you're too dirty to be cleaned anymore. My friend, you're never too dirty to come to this river. Glory to God. I'm so thankful I can come to the river for that cool drink. I'm so thankful I can come to that river for its calming flow and for its constant presence. I'm so thankful that I can continue to come for that cleansing current every day. Turn with me one more scripture, would you please, in Revelation chapter 22. Come to this water. There is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. Verse 1, chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Verse 5. There shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they, and that's you, and that's me, if you're saved in here tonight, they shall reign forever and ever. He said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. There is a current that flows today. There is a current that flows today, my friend, that is waiting for us. A pure river, water that looks like clear as crystal. Water that is so pure and so wonderful. We will be there. We will be standing at that river. Today, we can go to a river for a cool drink. Today, we can go to the river because we need that calming flow and that constant presence. If you're saved in here, you've gone to the river for the ultimate cleansing, and we can continue to come to it for every day. But understand, there's going to be a day, my friend. There's going to be a day when the cleansing is all done. There's going to be a day when we stand on the shores of a river. And in the shores of that river, we are going to get to see Jesus face to face. On the shores of that river, that's where the redeemed will be. The redeemed will be at the shores of that river. And I'm not exactly sure what we're going to be doing, but I bet you we're going to be shouting. I'm not exactly sure what we're going to be doing, but I bet you it ain't going to be fishing. I bet you we're going to be shouting. I bet you we're going to be praising God, realizing that we've been taken away from the parched ground. We've been taken away from the sin that does so easily beset us. We've been taken away from needing a cool drink. We are no longer parched. We're going to be in the presence of the river. Amen. Glory to God. There is a river. I don't understand why things are happening the way that they are. I don't understand how a lady like Judy Furness is going to have to do what she's going to have to do the next few days. But I know this. There is a river. I don't have the answers for you. That's where preachers feel helpless. Oh, we can go to Deuteronomy 29:29. So the secret things belong unto the Lord. But I'm going to be honest with you. That doesn't calm you. That doesn't help you. The only thing that can help you is making a trip to the river, sitting next to his shores and getting you a cool drink, sitting next to the shores and having that wonderful peace of the calming flow, sitting next to the shore and realizing that river is always going to be there. The Mississippi ever gone anywhere? It's always the Mississippi. Kids have been learning about it for hundreds of years. It's still where it was. Constant flow, constant presence. And one of these days, glory to God, one of these days, we're going to be in the presence of the pure crystal river. And we're going to get to see the Lord face to face. I know. I've had people tell me, I can't serve God. I've done too many things. I've gone away from him. I've gone away from God, and I can't possibly come back. I've gone away from God, and the things that I've gone away from have been nagging me far too long. The things that I've done, the things in my past, the things that have hindered me, I can't do them now. I can't serve God because I'm sure God doesn't want me. Let me explain something to you, Christian. God wanted you when you were lost. He wanted you when you were lost. He wanted you when you were lost. Don't think for one minute he doesn't want you now that you're found. It doesn't matter what life you've led. It doesn't matter what you've done. Glory to God, forget it. Get it behind you and come to the river. Come to that cleansing current because there's going to be a day when night comes and no man can work. This world needs this. This world needs this river. Tonight, Christian, I challenge you. I challenge you to know that there is a river. And that river loves you tonight. That river cares about you tonight. And as I'm sure you've already figured out, that river is Jesus Christ. Be still. Be still, my friend, and know that He is God. He loves you. He died for you. He desperately wants to help you. Folks, there is a river. There is a river. We don't have to live in fear. We don't have to live in torment. We don't have to live thirsty. Come to the river. That river desperately wants to help your life. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you tonight. I thank you so much that you love me. I thank you so much, Lord, for dying for me. But Lord, I'm so thankful that you've never stopped there. I'm so thankful that you continue to offer me a cool drink when I'm so parched. Lord, I'm so thankful that you're there with a constant flow helping me to be calm and have peace. I'm so thankful that you're there with your constant presence of always being with me no matter where I'm at. Even though my back is turned on you, you've never got your back turned on me. And Lord God, I thank you so much for the cleansing current. That cleansing current that lets me remember that you love me no matter where I've been. And you're the ultimate long sufferer. Lord, be with these people tonight. Help their hearts. Help their hearts because they need you. I need you. Lord, be with us in a special way. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's all stand. Brother Mark, what page are you going to sing? 375. If you'd like to come, you come right now. Singing, people are coming. You just come. You can come. Come to that river. Just come. That's right. Just come. Plenty of time. You just come. Come to the river. We're still praying. You can come. I want to say a few things while you just play softly. A couple things I thought as Pastor Dave. By the way, that was a great message. What a great message. Even the world preacher knows about that calming of that water. They've put it on tape and they sell it on tape. People buy those tapes because it's comforting, it's soothing, it's calming. Even the world markets it. They don't have but they don't have what we really have. I grew up on the banks of the Maumee River in Toledo, Ohio. As a little boy, I spent a lot of time. Sergeant Kativer, I spent a lot of time with my dad up on the river, hunting, fishing. I was like a little Huck Finn, was a little kid, used to run down the marsh all the time. I had a lot of great times on that river. We used to go to a place called up in between Maumee and Grand Rapids, Ohio, called Wires Rapids. Sometimes when I go to Toledo, not always, once in a great while, I'll be thinking about my dad. And I'll just drive up to those Wires Rapids. And I'll just park my car. And I'll get out, Brother Mike. And I'll just sit there and watch the rapids go and think what a great place this is. Someday I'm going to see my Heavenly Father. Boy, I'm so glad I'm more than conquerors through Him. I'm glad one day this is all, you know what? And I used to get all worked up over these politicians. The Lord's gave me peace about it. You can't change it. And to be honest with you, it's just a sign of the times that Jesus is coming. Let's just do all we can to serve Him no matter what happens. We're not going to change it anyways. Amen? Boy, I'll tell you, there is some, in this world here, we need to come to that river. We as Christians need to spend some time with the Father at the river and have that calming and that soothing and that peace that passes all understanding. We're going to sing one more verse. If you'd like to come, you come.